Hey guys, it's Melissa Rowe. This is going to be a quick audio boom, however you want to put say it. Anyway, I wanted to talk about something that I discovered while trying to sign up for the Spotify Premium Student Plan. By the way, if you just so you know, people that follow me on Audio Boom but not on Twitter, if you're a current college student and you want Spotify, you can get it for $5. You fill out their form, you put in your credit card information, and you then you pay for the premium, but you get it for $4.99 instead of $9.99, so you get $5 off. Anyway, a couple of things that you need to be aware of that I couldn't say in 140 characters. First of all, when you go to sign, when it says select payment method, I think this is for everybody. Now, I don't know if you use any other screen reader. I do use JAWS. Please don't shoot me. I do use it. I don't agree with everything Freedom Scientific does. There are some things that JAWS can do that other screen readers can't, but I do use NVDA. You know, I am not against using NVDA. I think it's a wonderful screen reader and I use it. So, but anyway, if you're using JAWS or NVDA or any of those, there are three radial buttons when it says select payment method. The first one is for your credit card because that one was checked by default and I went down and I saw the first radial button is for credit card because it asked me for my credit card details. I do not know what all the three buttons are because it just says radial button checked, radial button not checked, radial button not checked. They're not properly labeled with Spotify. So just be aware that the first one that's radial button checked by default, that's the credit card. And other than that, it's, you know, pretty easy on that. But another thing I did need to point out to you guys, this isn't labeled clearly enough. So I don't know if it's a JAWS thing or whatever, but I had to go through the form three times and finally third time was a charm. And I finally understood what I was doing wrong. On the form for the student plan, it asks you for your first name, last name, date of birth, and the college that you attend. And in the edit box, I was typing College of the Desert, College of the Desert, College of the Desert. And I'm thinking, why isn't it accepting it? Because it keeps telling me this offer is only available to current students. And I'm like, wait a minute, I am a current student. And so I kept putting it in and finally I realized what the problem was. Underneath, if you arrow down underneath the edit box where you type the college, is it would say something to the effect of College of the Desert Anchor. Now, I don't know if that's something that, I don't know if that's the way your screen reader pronounces it, but I do know that you have to push enter on this anchor. And that confirms, that puts the college in there, and that will choose it. Because just typing the college isn't enough. Spotify wants you to actually select the school. So down underneath that edit box, you'll see something that says College of the Desert Anchor. You want to enter on it, space on it, do whatever you want to do to select it, and then fill out the form. Other than that, you should have no trouble. But I just wanted to point that out, and because I had to go through it three times before I finally figured out, oh, this is what I'm doing wrong. It's not enough just to simply type the name of your school. You have to select it. So I just wanted to throw that out there in case people got confused. Anyway, that will do it for now. So everybody take care and happy playlisting, happy Spotifying, if that's a proper word. no, to me it's not. See, I'm a college student, I can tell you that. Anyway, so yeah, I canceled my Pandora. Even though I was grandfathered into the $3.99, you know, heck, what's one, you know, paying $1 extra. Also, one more thing I need to tell you. You will have to renew this student plan once a year. So if you do not renew it, it will charge you the regular premium price. Okay, so you have to renew it before it charges you again. So $5 for Spotify. Why not, man? Works for me. Anyway, take care, guys. Thanks for listening.